Now, popular local festival Moonfest returns for 2017, next Saturday to be precise. It's the 10th anniversary year, so it's sure to be a special one. The lineup looks fantastic, and here to tell us all about it this morning is organiser Craig Hine. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
So, thank you for coming on the show, Craig. 1 week to go now, under 1 week to go. Are you all set? Is it ready to go?
Yeah, we're just on site at the moment, doing the last final preparations, marking out. But yeah, everything looks absolutely brilliant. We've changed pitches this year, so we're on the main pitch down at Kendal Rugby Club, which just gives us lots more options. But like you say, last one, and the lineup looks absolutely amazing. So we're all really excited just to get it going, really.
Yeah, so I'm right in saying it's the last ever one, because I know the Kendal Rugby Club are moving, aren't they? It's not just the last one there, it's the last one ever.
Yeah, unfortunately, our licence for Moonfest is on the original land of Kendal Rugby Club, and unfortunately we're not able to gain new licence on the new ground. So yeah, it is the last ever Moonfest, as it is.
So you'd be sure to...
our 10th birthday.
Yeah, you'd be wanting to make it extra special then, won't you, for the 10th birthday and the last one?
Yeah, well, that's it. That's why we try to get some real good acts, not just locally, but around the region as well.
So how did Moonfest start? I'm going to take you right back to the very start. Was it you that set it up originally? How did it all come about 10 years ago?
Yeah, basically what it was is one of our friends, Wayne Broadley, who we raised a majority of the money for, had a severe accident playing rugby for Kendal Rugby Club, which was about 11 years ago. And following that accident, there was a small group of family and friends set up like a little fundraising group, and one of the ideas was to have a music festival, very small key, on the pitch of the Kendal Rugby Club, just to raise some money, which supported Wayne for extra things which he needed, so like a new wheelchair and things, and basically it's just gone on from then. I remember the first Moonfest was about 200 people. We had selling drink from a bath, and then bands playing on the back of an Arctic truck, really.
I remember we came, I think it was a couple of years ago now, and we broadcasted live. We were sort of backstage, and we had the music playing on air, and we interviewed a lot of the acts, and it was such a fantastic day. The atmosphere was fantastic. It was probably one of the best outside broadcasts that we've done. We'd just got a load of new kit, and we came, you know, accommodated us very well. It was great, and it was fantastic. What can people expect? What would you tell people if they said, what can I expect? What's it all about?
But what we've got this year, we want to keep it very family orientated. So not only do we want to show what great talent we've got locally music wise, we want to turn around and give a full family experience. So we've got stuff for children. Ragtag Arts are here again with us this year, offering free circus skills, free, they're doing lots of painting, craft stuff. We've got Hardest Play Centre. They're providing lots of different types of bounce castles. They're providing the music dome. They're also providing free soft play area for the children as well. So we don't want people to come in and think, oh, it's going to cost them a lot of money. We want to offer stuff which is free as well, but for all ages. But then we've got like sailors' rides, who are coming in to accommodate for slightly older children. But yeah, and then we've got the mixture of music. Like I say, if we've got some absolutely fantastic artists. And DJs as well.
Yeah, there's something for everyone, isn't there? All the family. It's not just sort of like live music on a stage. There's so much more going on around that as well, isn't there, for people to enjoy?
Yeah, and we've tried to this year as well. We've tried to accommodate like a real varied selection of food providers. So people, we just don't want to give people one choice. We've got a real diversification of people providing different types of food. So that's another area we've looked at. But yeah, no, it's just everything for everybody, really.
And so, who's performing this year? Presumably, you have headline acts and things like that.
Yeah, we've unfortunately, as an event as we are, we're very small key, and things are on a tight budget because the money we raise is for charity. But we've got headline night on the Friday night is the Hot Red Chili Peppers, which is a Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute act, which go touring across Europe. They're very, very, one of the best tribute acts for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then on the Saturday night, we've got Jeremiah Ferrari, who's been around the festival scene and does a lot of big festivals. He's performed at Kendall Calling a few times on the Saturday. And we've also got another tribute act, Muse Inc., second headlining on the Saturday night. We've got Friday night, we've got the Vinyl Cellar DJ group, who are an underground DJ group in Windermere Bonus area, who have got their own stage, and they'll be performing on Friday night. We've got a whole mix of artists during the day, and not just, like I say, locally. We've got some artists who are travelling long distances as well, so we wanted to try and bring something different so people can see groups that they haven't seen before.
Yeah, there's such a great variety. I remember, as I say, we did it a couple of years ago, and there was drummers, and there was all sorts going on. It was brilliant. There's something for everyone on the music side of things as well.
Yeah.
We've touched on it briefly about you supporting charities too. That's fantastic, isn't it? That makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, everything we do, there's a small group of organisers, which I'm one of, and we do it all for volunteering, because all the money we raise excuse me, goes to some really good charities, and the main one is the Wayne Broadley Trust. We also support the South Lakeside Therapy Pool, where Wayne uses, and we support the Muscular Dystrophy, I think the Ellis Trust.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All worthwhile charities, all worthwhile causes, which is great. How can people get tickets then? How can people help you out, Craig?
So tickets are on sale at the moment. If you are living in the Kendall area, you can visit several venues. We've got all the spas, so Heron Hill Spa, Sandyland Spa, provided they've got tickets. Lime Road Garage, they're one of our ticket outlets. The brewery, they're selling them, so if you actually walk to the brewery, you can pick tickets up. Or if you want to do it online, you can do it online by the brewery or Skiddle. That's what's available on there. There is going to be a secret announcement on Wednesday, which is the 10th. So I would advise all people to keep an eye out on Wednesday. So for a secret announcement on our Facebook page, which I'm not going to share with you at the moment. But
oh, and I thought you was going to give us an exclusive there as well for a minute.
Yeah, we're just finalising the details of it, but yeah, keep an eye out on Wednesday, because there's an announcement on Wednesday on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll look out for that one, definitely. Just tell us about that Facebook page and how people can keep up to date and see the lineup.
Yeah, so we've got we've got a webpage, moonfestkendall.co.uk, and then we've got our Facebook page, which is Moonfest Kendall, and we're posting all the lineups. We're doing band reviews on there. All our information is on there, what you need, what we're providing, ticket sales and ticket outlets, so everything is on there.
And we must stress as well that it's Kendall Rugby Club, isn't it?
It is Kendall Rugby Club, yeah, on the pictures of Kendall Rugby Club. And like I say, one last thing which I forgot to mention actually, we are supported by Kendall Calling and Beta, the festival, and we're running a raffle at the moment to win two tickets for each of those festivals. And I know Kendall Calling has sold out, so these tickets are like gold dust. There's two weekend tickets for Kendall Calling, so if you purchase a weekend Moonfest ticket, you get entered into a prize draw, which we will be drawing on Friday, and some lucky winner will win two tickets to Kendall Calling, and another lucky winner will win two tickets to Beta, the festival.
Amazing. Amazing prizes. That's great.
Yeah, really good.
Moonfest 2017 takes place next Saturday, the 13th of May, at Kendall Rugby Club. As Craig has mentioned there, tickets are available now. Head over to moonfest.co.uk. And if you're in hospital, don't worry, as we will be there broadcasting live all day Saturday, which I'm really excited about. I can't wait for it. So you won't miss a thing if you're in the hospital either. Craig, the best of luck, and no doubt we'll see you Saturday, and it sounds like it's going to be fantastic.
If we can get this weather, it would be cracking.
Cheers, Craig.
All right, thanks.